off the ball. Rugby.
Have you been in Crowbar before?
2009. Leicester are lucky to be blessed to be given us. We're going to play there next year, hopefully, with the
Leicester. But GA is shite.
GA is shite.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
I think this season's probably been masked by the fact 6-7 weeks ago we were, you know, on the verge of, you know, being in the hunt for 4 trophies. And I mean, this is my take. I actually think we've overachieved this year. And you know, not too many people have mentioned it. I think if you look at Liverpool's season, we haven't rolled teams over when we've seen Liverpool teams in the past do that. You know, coming over, we got the fixtures up. There's probably been maybe 3 games this year where they've rolled teams over. Brentford twice, I think, maybe Aston Villa. Every other game has been, they've had to come from behind.
So that stat that's thrown up almost as a positive of how often they've come from behind to win games.
Yeah, and I think it's probably like been an overachievement. So I think we've been blinded by the fact that we've been in the hunt. So I genuinely think Jürgen Klopp and his team have... I don't like saying this because Jürgen's unbelievable. Mm. But I think we have overachieved this year. And you look at the fixtures, you look at the games, you look at the amount of goals we've conceded, you look at the games that we've struggled to win. We scored against Luton in the last minute, Crystal Palace in the last minute, other games in the last minute. Newcastle probably scored 2 in the last 5 minutes. So a lot of it has been masked this year.
It feels hard to analyse the last few weeks in that they've missed so many chances. You can't say that they're not playing well in one way. It's just that final bit, which is, you know, better than anyone, is the most important.
I just can't believe him. Talking again, Robbie, I'm coming over. I just can't believe the chances we've missed. And we're not one for stats, but sometimes stats can actually tell you some things. But when you look across Europe, Liverpool have had more chances than any other team. You know, so many shots on target, whatever. And it takes us something like about 10, 12 shots to get one goal. That's not good, you know. That's not good. Because, and I know it can either fact, because shots can be either or everywhere. But when you look, and you know, as a Liverpool fan, and I know, I've seen some terrible misses this season, more so than probably any other season as a Liverpool fan. Ridiculous misses, and all of a sudden we got away with it to a certain part of the season, and you've got to give credit to the players and the manager, the way we've given goals away and he kept on coming back. The fight and the spirits was brilliant to come back and get, but your good teams don't get themselves into that situation, but you've got to take them chances, and it caught us up in the end.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying before in terms of overachievements, and I know that's like maybe headlines if you like, but the fact is that we have managed to get, so there's obviously proven that there's a bit of bollocks within the team. Yeah. I think Jürgen's a genuinely exceptional manager, and we're all going to be devastated when he finally goes. But this year is, a lot of it is down to missed chances. I think, we've always been brought up to led to believe, you know, if a striker misses a chance, it's unlucky. It really is. So, you know, We talk about football, we talk about games, we talk about, you know, games should have won, games should have lost. And if you have a chance as a striker and you miss it, we go, well, don't worry about it because another one will come along. We've said it probably too many times this year. And it can't happen all the time. Now, again, I know this is obviously a little bit of a thing, but we talk about, obviously, Nunes has missed quite a lot of chances. Mm. He scored goals. He's been an handful. When he signed for Liverpool, I, like everyone else, was, you know, delighted because you look at his record. I always thought he'd score goals. I think he'd be an handful. And he has scored goals and he has been an handful, but he's probably missed a lot of chances, which probably goes against him a little bit. So,
but it does feel the attitude towards him has changed over the last few weeks from exactly what you're saying, which was initially, well, he's a wrecking ball, he's creating the chances, and his head never seemed to drop to... But at some stage, the penny needs to drop.
His head's dropped. It's dropped the last few weeks because he knows he keeps on missing them. It's only natural.
Why is he missing? Is that a quality thing?
The problem you have is it's not the chances he misses, it's the magnitude of the chances he's missing. So, you know, Everyone will miss chances. Everyone will score goals. Everyone will miss chances. But he's missed chances in big games. You know, chances that, you know, he missed against Atalanta when it was the game was tight. He missed it recently against Everton when the game was tight. So the games that are on a knife edge. When you need someone to maybe step forward, that's when he's missing the chances.
And the strikers, how aware are you of that? With, you know, having played in a lot of big games, of actually, this is the game I'm not going to get as many chances. This is the one I have to take one.
As a striker, you always think you're going to get chances anyway, regardless of who you're playing against, because of the quality of the teams that we play. The quality of the players that we play with. You sort of know that something will come again, and that's what I was saying before in terms of, if you do miss a chance, you're disappointed and you're a little bit devastated, but you always think you'll get something else. But now at the minute, you always think, we'll have another one. And you're saying it too many times, but it's the big games and the magnitude in which we are missing games. You can't blame players for missing chances, and we'll always say, oh, well, at least they're getting there. But the games are big games, and you know, it doesn't happen with big teams.
If Arne Slot comes in the summer and he looks at Darwin Núñez and thinks, I need to do something here. I need to fine-tune his game. If he was to call you up and say, Robbie, come in here and coach him for a couple of months, show him what you had, could you do that? Can you teach the thing that he's missing?
I think you can lead him in the right way. You can lead him the right path. I think, you know, certain players have a standard of play which obviously can't be coached. You know, there's a rawness about, you know, Darwin Núñez, and we all talk about how raw he is, and he's this, he's that, he'll work hard, he'll score goals, he'll be an handful. But it becomes a point where you think, you can't keep saying that. You know, he's been at Liverpool for 2 years now, and we're still saying the same things. He will score goals, but I don't think he'll score goals the magnitude in which that we think as Liverpool fans should be scoring.
I think he's capable of scoring, you know, 20 plus. I think he might need a guru, you know, because, you know, as a manager, like I with my strikers, I had, you know, I took them there twice a week, at least three times. And if you want to stay behind, come with me and just practice. Like Robbie said, we practiced all the time. Practice makes perfect. And it doesn't matter, because you get yourself into situations like, but he's panicking now. He's lost the plot, but he's just panicking now. So you get certain positions and you can be nurtured. And there's no goal scorer. They have goalkeeping coaches. I can't believe that there's no goal scoring coaches. I just cannot believe it. Because, you know, the likes of us and Rushy and other great goal scorers around the world, whatever, you know, we're old, we're mature, we're wise. There's certain things that you can tell them that can help them and help the team. But I just always find it mad that you can have a goalkeeping coach and not have a striking coach,
a throwing coach at this stage.
The game's changed now, though. So we look at, like, what all those sayings probably spot on. And after training, we'd stay out and maybe smash balls into an empty net, smash balls with a keeper, put something in place where you've got to aim. So it gets you, like, the little bit of the idea of where you should be putting the ball.
Yeah.
Football's changed now, where you got the sports scientists involved, and sports scientists, well, you can't have X amount of players out here because they're in the red zone or the this, the that, and you know, you've got to get them prepared for games.
But it's also the minutes training per day, isn't it? They do that. Yeah. They actually clock the minutes per day you've got to train. That's, to me, it's bollocks.
But it's also
not being funny. 5-10 minutes doing some finishing. It's not going to.
But it's also how you train as well. So when you're training as a striker, for example, I mean, we've seen it for years and years where players will get a ball outside a box, they'll pass it to a coach, and he'll lay it off, and you go and strike the ball. That's great. It is, but it's not game related. So I think when you are a coach, or when you are a finisher, you've got to go and replicate what you would do in a match, because that's just easy. And I know you're getting the repetition of maybe striking that ball, but also you've got to maybe replicate what chances you would get in a game. Change the angles. Don't be having shots straight down the middle all the time, because we see chances with obviously some of the players were missing, where they just smash the ball and it's the keeper. But if you're changing your angle of where you strike the ball and how you strike the ball, it puts like different patterns into players' minds, and you know, players have different ideas of how you should be striking the ball, you know, what part of the foot, you know, what part of the goal you should be aiming
little
for.
Little tips, stupid little tips. Like Kenny Dalglish showed me a tip when I first come. Like say a corner or a free kick comes in on a ball come, as a striker. Like you've got, say you've got the post there. The post is there. Like if, just peel off and go here, and then all of a sudden you've made the goal that big. Because you just tap it in, I won't knock your pint over. One thing I won't do is knock his pint over.
So
all of a sudden,
that.
You've made the goal bigger. Just silly little things that we know. It's mad. But I'm going to tell you a little story that, like, when the training, what we did when I joined Liverpool, simple. We only done finishing on one day, unless you stayed out on your own, which I did. Me and Peter Beasley. Peter's going gold, funny enough. And fucking well, he was fucking good as well, better than the striker. Anyway, so anyway, you get the ball and you'd line up like that, all the players, and you on a Thursday, the only time Bruce went in goal there, and Ronnie Moran was there. So you roll the ball into Ronnie and he'd lay it off and you'd have a shot at goal. Simple stuff that you do with your kids. Ronnie Moran absolutely adored Rushy. Fucking hated me. For some reason, he disliked me, Ronnie, I think. So anyway, this sums it up. So anyway, this Thursday, like Ray went first, Ray out, and he laid it off, and Ronnie laid it off, and he went and he had the shot, and it went over the bar there, and he went, Ray, hit the target, son, made the goalkeeper work. Then I went next, and I rolled it, and he put on me freaking left foot, went, oh, bollocks. So I had a scoop, and he went, oh, no! They're like, hit the target! And I went, oh, fucking... Rushy went next. He laid it into him. He laid it off. And Rushy blasted it over the bar. He went, happens in the game, son. He loved Rushy, by the way.
Football on Off the Ball.
With William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.